Rolling Res Arts, a bus that has a bank, business center, and art classroom, is gearing up for a busy summer. The bus crisscrosses the Pine Ridge Reservation, stopping in each community. This week, it made a stop in Rapid City. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more on the bus and the people who are a part of it.
Gus Yellowhair is an artist and also a bus driver for Rolling Res Arts. Today on the bus, he's joined by his granddaughter.
My Takoja Wichinchila. Her Lakota name is Mato Klohingle-Wi, Growling Bear Woman. She carries the name of her grandmother, who has since passed on. So.
Yellowhair's granddaughter is using a set of markers to color a picture of a banana.
She's doing a little bit of art. Quite the individual for herself. Really beautiful spirit, you know. So, so that's what we're here on, the Rolling Res Arts, doing a little bit of artwork.
Yellowhair says art is often left behind in schools. He says this project gives younger people opportunities they sometimes can't find elsewhere.
And so we're here, we have an opportunity. We're not, held back, you know, with any kind of restraints, you know, that I know of, but being able to just express ourselves through art and pass that on.
Lori Poirier is president of the First Peoples Fund, the organization behind the Arts Bus. She says Rolling Res Arts is one feature that boosts the arts-based economy on Pine Ridge.
You know, Gus Yellowhair and some of our other artists who are working on Pine Ridge with cultural tourism through the Pine Ridge Area Chamber of Commerce, First Peoples Funds through our Rolling Res Arts. And, you know, so we just really want to see thriving economies that support cultural tourism.
Rolling Res Arts is making stops on Pine Ridge through the summer. Organizers hope the bus can eventually serve other areas, including Cheyenne River, in the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner in Rapid City.